The Gemara quoted a brisa which said in part that if a person gives an animal as payment to a zoyin before the zoyin takes place, the animal is not also to be brought on the mizbech, as it's not considered to be a payment for a zoyin. Rabbi Loza said the brisa is discussing a case where she went and offered the animal as a carbon even before the zoyin actually took place. Rabbi Yishaya asked, what would the halacha be if she was magdish the animal before the znus, but was not yet offered as a carbon? Do we say that since the verbal declaration to give something to hegdish is as effective as actually giving something to a private person, so by we give the animal the status as if it had already been offered? Or maybe we say, no, the case of the animal, that in that case, the animal still exists at the time of the znus, and therefore it's usur. Why can't we answer based on Rabbi Lazar, who gives the case of where it was actually offered, which would imply that if it was only verbally given to hegdish, it would not be mutter for the mizbeach. And Tamar Rabbi Yishaya was unsure how to understand Rabbi Lazar. Does Rabbi Lazar mean to say that he's certain that it's only mutter when it was actually offered, or does Rabbi Lazar mean to say that he's certain that he is certain that when it was offered before the znus, but he's uncertain when it was simply when she was simply magdashit, whether that would be effective as well? The Gemara leaves off with a teiku. Morgan Tatum's Bryce then said that if he was mezana with the zayin and only afterwards gave her an animal as payment, the animal is mutter to be brought on the mizbeach because it's not considered to be payment for a zayin because it was not given at the time of the znus. In fact, Morgan Bryce says that if he was mezana with the zayin and only afterward gave her payment, even if it was 3 years after the act of the znus, the payment is also as a payment of a zayin. And the Gemara of Nachman Yitzchak in the name of Chissa said the Bryce that says it's also discussing a case where he told her be mezana with me for this animal. In that case, it's also whenever eventually given to her because she's kind of the animal from the time of the znus. The Bryce says this mutter is causing a case where he said be mezana with me for an animal without specification because she's not kind of the animal until it's actually given to her. Even if he says for this animal, she's not kind of yet because she has not done Mashiach. And for the Bryce is referring to a non-Jewish Zayna who is not kind of with Mashiach. A guy can't be kind of with Mashiach according to some Shitas, but it's rather kind of with payment, and therefore she is kind of when she agrees to be Mizana with him. Another terrorist, the Bryce is referring to even to a Yiddish, a Yid who's a Zayna, a Yidana who's a Zayna, and is talking about a case where the animal is standing in her Rishus at the time of the Znus, and her Chatzar is therefore kind of for her at that time even without Mashiach. If the animal is in her rishos, has the Bryce described the case as one where he's mezana with her and then later gives her payment? And furthermore, the case is that he made the animal to be an apoiteki for her. He said, if I bring you payment in the next 30 days, great. If not, this animal will be your payment. That's why it's not considered to be paid to her until a later time. But since it was in her rishos at the time of the znus, it's also as payment for a zayna. The Gemara continues. The Gemara earlier said that the household of Rav Yana would borrow the produce of Shemitah from poor people, you know, before the time of beer, like we said yesterday, and they would pay them back in the 8th year with good produce, and the produce that's not Shemitah, and this benefited the poor people by now sort of cleansing them from having the tour that was Shemitah. Now, people went to Rabbi Yechon and told him what was being done. Rabbi Yechon said this exchange is okay, because the repayment was done at the time when the Shemitah produce no longer existed, and therefore it's not viewed as a true exchange for Shemitah produce. Rav Sheshes asked, a brisa says a person may tell his donkey drivers and workers, go eat and drink with this dinner that I'm giving you, and he doesn't have to be concerned regarding produce of Shemitah, regarding Maaser, or even regarding Yayin Nesach. However, if he says to them, go eat and drink and I will pay, then he does need to be concerned regarding Shemitah, Maaser, Yayin Nesach. We see that even though the employer would pay for the food after it was already consumed, the money would be considered also as Shemitah money, or as being exchanged for Shemitah produce. This is a problem for Rabbi Yechonon, who said the Shemitah, if it's no longer in existence, then it would be mutter. And for the Gemara of Chista explained that the Bryce is discussing where the food is brought from a store owner who regularly extends credit to the employer, and therefore he gets a right of a shibud in the employer's property equal to the value of the food as soon as the food is taken from him. Therefore, it's viewed as an exchange when the Shemitah produce is still in existence. Reckoner, according to this, if it was not a store owner who regularly gives this employer credit, then it would even be mutter for the employer to pay the store owner directly for the food taken by the workers. If so, instead of the Bryce making the differentiation between the case of where he gives money to the workers and where he gives the money to the store owner, why didn't it stay consistent with the case where he gives the money directly to the store owner and then say it's only usher if the store owner normally gives credit to this employer, but if not, then there would be mutter. Second question, why does Rav Chista assume that when dealing with a store owner that does not regularly extend credit, the store owner will not have a shibud on the property of the employer? Rava has said that in a similar case where person A says he'll give something to person B, so that person B gives something to person C, so person C is kind of the items from person A. The person, that's such a case, the person the person would be kind and create a shibud even when it's not someone who regularly extends credit. Rather, and for the Gemara, Rava said, whether the store owner regularly extends credit or does not, The reason why it was mutter for Rabbi Yannai to do what he did is because even though a Shiba was created at the time of the Shemitah, produce was still in existence, since the item that would be used for payment was not designated, the produce that he eventually used to pay the debt does not become Osir, because it's not gonna, we don't look at it to have been exchanged for Shemitah produce. If so, why does the Braise say the employer can't later pay the store owner, since in this case as well, the item to be used for payment has not been designated? And Fatimara Papa said, the Braise is talking about a case where the employer gave a dinner to the store owner before the workers came in and took food. That's why it is considered to be a true exchange. Rav Kahana repeated this answer to Rav Zvid of Narda, who asked, if that's the case, the Braise shouldn't say that the employer told the workers to go get food and then he will then pay. It should say that he will then calculate the value of the food taken against what was already paid. Rav Kahana said that's exactly how the Braise should be taka amended and read. Rav Ashi answered that the Braise is referring to where the employer took the food with his own hands from the store owner and gave it to the workers. That's why it's also Rav Yannai didn't do this, and that's why what he did was mutter. Rav Yemer said to Rav Ashi, if that's the case, the Braise shouldn't say that the employer told the workers to go get food and he'll then pay. It should say that they told the workers, come and take food. Rav Kahana said that's exactly how the Braise should be amended and read.